Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with John Dennis?
This is John.
Thank you very much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40-plus years.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile setter, cement mason, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, stone mason, or marble mason?
Bricklayer refractory.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journeyman or level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I don't work for non-union contractors.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
Thank you very much. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Do you ask if there's not enough union?
If there are enough union craft workers to perform the job
no.
on the union projects? Okay.
No, there's not
and
enough.
Yes. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job that you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Privately.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Less. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Now, we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real concerns on the job?
Something else.
Something else. And what would be that something else?
Workers' fatigue.
Workers' fatigue. Thank you very much. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The ones that we have are local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, and cable news. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So, what would be the first?
News radio.
Would that be local news programming local. Or cable news?
Yep, local.
Local. The second one was radio.
Yep.
And after that, which is more likely for you to get your news from? From friends or neighbors?
Friends or
internet
neighbors.
Internet or social.
Friends or neighbors.
And after friends and neighbors, which one is the most likely source
probably
for you to get your
media.
News?
Probably
Thank
social
you.
Media.
And the next one?
Cable.
Print or online news? Cable.
Yeah.
And then we have this one as the last one. So what we have
yeah.
is first, local TV news programming. Second, radio. Third, friends and neighbors. Fourth, the internet or social media. Fifth, cable news. And sixth, print or online newspapers, which is
yep.
the last. Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Excuse me. Healthcare, education, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, foreign policy, or something else?
Healthcare.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I know what it is.
And have you heard a little about it? Have you heard some about it, or have you heard a lot about it?
I know about it from being a city council member, so I know what the Davis-Bacon Act is.
Okay, thank you. So how should I record that? You've heard a lot about it?
A lot about it.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Yes, the last one.
Okay, so very important. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, and generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't believe either one do.
Okay, that's fine. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
I support them 100%.
And the options that we have are somewhat more and much more.
Much more.
Much more. Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done in which with each of the following. His job as president overall.
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the job he has done as on support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And healthcare?
Disapprove.
Is that a somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Everything strongly.
Thank you.
He's horrible.
Thank you.
He should be
now,
thrown
do you
out
approve?
Of office.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I wish not to say right now.
Okay, that's fine. Now, and yes or no, do you find it difficult to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No, they're doing a fine job.
Mm-hmm. We need a yes or no. Do you find
yes.
it useful to receive information? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type in your answer.
I don't have any idea what they can do better.
Nothing comes to mind?
No.
Nope. Okay, that's fine then. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
They're doing all they can in my area.
And, an idea of why you think that?
Because we're a strong union area.
Thank you very much. All right, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, text messages, job site, or mail?
Mail and text messages.
We can only pick one. So which one would you like?
Mail.
Mail, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more times a year.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and these are the last few questions. So, generally speaking, and do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither one.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Run that by me again.
What is your race?
My race.
Your ethnical background.
Oh, I'm white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
John.
Thank you, John. And thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate for your participation. Yeah. Goodbye. Okay.